The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jordan Woods announced that she's going to do her first interview since news broke last week that she hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend Tristan Thompson, but she could be in legal trouble because of it. Woods went live on Instagram yesterday to reveal that she's filming Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook Watch talk show Red Table Talk. Sources say that Woods signed a confidentiality agreement since she's been on Keeping Up with the Kardashians that prohibits her from talking about the Kardashians. Allegedly, the Kardashians are really upset that she's now trying to spin her story without first apologizing to them. And Khloe Kardashian finally broke her silence as well yesterday. She tweeted, "Hi, loves. Wanted you to know that I appreciate you. I've been reading your kind words, and they really are a blessing to me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back when I'm in the mood to chat with you all. Until then, remember to be kind to one another." Bradley Cooper's ex, Jennifer Esposito, is clarifying what she meant when she commented "ha" on David Spade's Instagram from the night of the 2019 Oscars. He posted a picture of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper performing "Shallow" that obviously showed their super deep chemistry that they shared in the film A Star Is Born. He captioned the photo, "Is there any chance these two aren't screwing?" And then that's when Bradley Cooper's ex commented "ha," and now she's clarifying. She said that was towards David Spade's very outward statement about something about an ex, and I literally just laughed at him because he was so bold in what he was saying. I thought it was funny. She said, "I'm allowed to think something is funny." So she wasn't saying like "ha," like of course they are. She wasn't meaning it like that, I guess. And after bravely walking the red carpet at the Oscars with a cane, Selma Blair talked about her aggressive form of multiple sclerosis with GMA and why she decided to do an interview even though she doesn't talk the same due to her illness.
"I was a little scared of talking, and even my neurologist said, no, this will bring a lot of awareness because no one has the energy to talk when they're in a flare-up."
Man, wow, that was
that is so tough to hear.
It was a heartbreaking interview to watch. And by the way, she looks incredible. Like, she probably looks the best she's ever looked. Like, I mean, her hair, everything looked beautiful.
To share that with everybody that goes through that so they don't feel alone. And
she's deteriorating fast. It's just really sad.
Yeah.
And Mila Kunis talked about her Valentine's Day fail with husband Ashton Kutcher.
"So for Valentine's Day, Ashton got me two little lovebirds. And when we brought our little lovebirds in to, you know, get their nails trimmed or, you know, things that people do with birds, she informed us that we, in fact, did not have lovebirds, but instead have parakeets. He called a Petco-like store, and they were like, yes, come in, we have lovebirds. And so he walked in, and they're like, these are lovebirds. So now we have a really beautiful two little parakeets, but they're not lovebirds, guys, because that's not what lovebirds look like."
That's the garbage.